Hey guys, Annette Harris here, your certified mental health ambassador and host of this podcast, Mind Mending in the Net, distributed by Get Caught in a Net Incorporated, where we want you to think of this experience as a net for your mind to mend. Make sure you subscribe to Mind Mending in the Net. Search for us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast shows. And before we go further, we will recite our mantra, everything starts in the mind. Without further ado, I want you to listen to the bonus episode of this three-part series, The Psychology of Social Media, with my special guest, Demetria Williams Pitts. Take a listen and enjoy.
Look at this. I saw something. It says social media users have shown to be more trusting than the average internet user. Have you heard that?
I've heard it, but I don't believe it. I probably shouldn't have said that, but okay. Well, you know, I think trust is huge for me. When you start talking about trust, the first thing that comes to my mind are advertisers. So mm-hmm. you have advertisers. You've got political posts that come up. You've got news media posts that come up. You've got all of this stuff that's coming in from all various different directions. And so out of all of those different entities, how do I know which one I should trust? Mm-hmm. That's including the people. Now, the only people that I think you could potentially have some trust in are those people that you have some face-to-face interaction with. Mm-hmm. But I'm not just trusting you just because you're on social media and you present this sweet persona.
True.
That doesn't work for me. Now, they say that they're more trusting. Is that what the statistics say?
Yeah, they're saying they're more trusting than the average internet user. And I guess, and I don't know if this is why they said that, but I was thinking maybe they were saying it, because you know how people always say, and then they kind of make a joke out of it, you know, that, well, the internet has to be true. It has to be accurate. You know what I mean? So people have tended to just trust the internet, you know, for anything. But I guess they're saying social media users are more trusting.
Yeah, like I said, I've seen it. I just don't agree with it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think I think maybe they also said that because of the interaction that you see between, you know, your group of friends. Somebody brought up something about reciprocity. Social media is a place where people love to like. It's a lot about reciprocity, where receiving messages makes you feel obliged when you see messages that make you feel good and it pulls you in. And okay, I get that, yes. But does that mean because someone posted or hit the love button on something that I said of a personal nature, does that mean they're more trusting? I think as a community, we don't want to come off as, you know, mean and inconsiderate, but I can't put inconsiderate and trusting in the same box. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. And so that's my problem with that particular statement, because you can be considerate all day long, 24/7, 365. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to trust you with some personal information. I hit you in your inbox and I give you some personal information, God forbid, my social security number or something of that nature. I think a lot of people get duped that way.
Oh yeah.
Because they are trusting that I've been interacting on social media with this person for, you know, maybe 2 years, and now all of a sudden, you know, I feel that they're my real friend, and mm-hmm. so now I'm going to give them some of my personal information. No, I can't go along with that. But that's me.
And, And right, that's you. But yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that. Now, they did go on to say that the typical Facebook user is 43% more likely than other internet users to feel that most people can be trusted. So I guess that was the percentage that they came up with in this study. What was that?
That part makes sense only because of how how Facebook is designed. It's designed more for a more in-depth interaction. So you can get more out of people. I know you've seen some of my posts where I've gone back and forth with people for days.
Right.
But that doesn't mean because I've had this long drawn out back and forth conversation with you that I'm going to trust you. However, I do understand how another, how that person can progress to another level in your social media circle. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily to the point where I would call it, I trust you. And maybe that's my issue because I take trust very seriously. That's not something I take lightly. But I can see where, you know, that may be.
Yeah. Yeah. I can too. I can too. I'm just going to ask you a couple questions before we kind of wrap up. And I just, maybe this can be like a little rapid fire question. I just want to get your thoughts on it. Why do you think we post on social media? Why do we share and give reactions? I don't want to just say like on social media, give our reactions on social media and our comments. Why do we give comments on social media?
Why do we post? Why do we share? And why do we, what was the third one?
We reactions, give our reactions, whether it's a like or a love or like they have the care button now.
Well, there's an article that said that we post because we love to talk about ourselves. I've seen a lot of that. Well, this article said that we devote 80% of our time on social media talking about ourselves. Because we don't have that face-to-face time. I thought 80% was huge. I did. And so I believe that we post on social media for a couple of reasons. One, to inform. One, to interact. And the other, to engage. I think those are the three reasons that we post.
Right.
And the last one, for attention.
Nah.
Four reasons. I couldn't leave that. I was trying to leave that out.
But no, I didn't want you to leave that one out. That's really what I was trying to get around to.
Yes, because there are some posts that are just straight up, look at me.
Yeah.
And then there are others that are more informative. Then there are some that are engaging and, you know, interacting, you know, something like that, and informative. But the ones who are those attention seekers, those like stick out like a sore thumb as far as I'm concerned. But they do it, now some people do it because it helps boost their self-esteem. And some people need their self-esteem, you know, to be increased through that type of interaction. And that came from a psychologist.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, that's some good stuff right there. Good stuff. See?
There was something else you said. I'm sorry.
I believe you answered it. Well, yeah, because I asked about the reactions. That was the last one.
You know what? I think the reaction is a tricky one. Because I actually think, and I didn't read this on article. This is just something I'm thinking in my head. I think a lot of times we react because we almost feel obligated to do so. Okay, I'm not said that either. Okay, I'm just in all kind of trouble, but whatever.
This is good stuff. Please expound.
It's okay. It's It's okay. I'm good with it. I'm good with it. But I think that we react for a number of reasons. Reason number one, we react because we like it. We react because we think that it's interesting. And then there are those times we react and or comment because we feel an obligation. Mm-hmm. And this can be a sensitive subject because, for example, you post something about a death in your family, or even you post something about, and this one is interesting to me because, you know, I'm just going to keep it in the raw. Mm-hmm. So you post that so-and-so had a birthday. So-and-so may be your cousin, it may be your auntie third removed, it may be your great-great-great-great-granddaddy that's been deceased for 45 years.
Right.
And so now all of a sudden, so you're scrolling through, and I'm saying this from experience because I've done it. Mm-hmm. And so you're scrolling through and you see that great-great-great-great-grandpa, you know, died back in 1875, and I just want to, you know, put up a memory post, and I'm just gonna be honest, because it's me. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. First thing in your mind is, great, 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 great granddaddy been gone for how long?
Uh-huh.
And so internally you feel in some kind of way.
Okay.
Because you're thinking, like, should I hit the love button? Should I hit the care button? Should I just act like I didn't see? But that's your friend. You So that's your friend on Facebook.
Right.
So you end up reacting or making a comment just because that's your friend. Not necessarily because you're that wrapped up in great, 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 great granddaddy being gone on the glory for however many years he'd been gone on the glory. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So that's like an out of obligation, what you're saying, reaction.
Out of obligation to your friend.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for the situation.
Got it.
As if it's for the situation, that would be one of those things where, okay, like in my case, my mother. I talked about my mother today.
Mm-hmm.
But then there may be a situation where someone recently passed away, and it was somebody that was close to that person, and you have a heart. Now your heart is in this because you're now actually feeling bad for what that person has experienced, or either the other emotion, you're actually feeling happy for whatever this person has posted. Oh, I just got a new job. I don't want to say a new car because that's a bill. That's the way I equate it in my head. But, you know, I just got a new job. I just got engaged. I just got married. I just came back from Hawaii. Oh, yay. I'm with that. Yeah, I'm with that one for real. Because I can, you know, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Now your emotions are all wrapped up in it. It's not just out of obligation. I actually understand what you're experiencing.
Right.
See what I'm saying? And so I think that's why I say it's a lot involved in why people may react. Because I know I've seen it, and I'm just going to keep it out there. I've seen some people react on a post of mine that I know don't even like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes, it's happened.
It's happened. Say what?
Yes. And so in my head, I'm thinking that, girl, you know, you need to stop playing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But wait.
No.
I'm out of obligation because I am who I am. I respond. If they write something, I sure will.
Yes. Yeah, I found myself doing that too.
Uh-huh.
But I think a lot of times when I see individuals post, like you mentioned about somebody who has passed away and it's been a while, I can't make whether or not I comment or react. In my mind, I'm thinking they probably posted it because that's their way of dealing with this this day that they're remembering, you know, their loved one. You know what I mean? Like for me, a lot of times those Facebook memories that come back up,
oh my God,
they now this is crazy. They kind of help me, you know, because the type of person that I am, as far as, you know, whether it's a loved one that has passed on or something else that I'm trying to remember, the only way for me to get my quote unquote therapy is to write it out.
Okay.
You know, write out my feelings. That's the only way for me to get my therapy. So when those memories come back up, you know, that I maybe did last year or something like that, it kind of helps me, you know, as far as getting through that day or getting through, you know, the fact that this one is no longer here or something like that. So I guess in my mind, when I see that from others, I'm just kind of empathizing with them. You know what I mean? So then I may go ahead and just, you know, hit the care button or love button. And again, I may or may not comment, but, you know, I'm just understanding, you know, possibly where they could be coming from.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear it.
I have seen where it appears to be like every other day. So how do I handle this? Do I just, so at some point I think it through.
Right.
In my head, the other side of me is saying, Richard, this is social media. Why are you taking this so seriously? But because I'm that kind of thinker.
Right.
I actually think through, are you just going to react? Are you going to say a couple of words? Or are you just going to ignore it?
Mm-hmm.
And there are some, and I make a decision what I'm going to do about it.
Right.
So, whatever I do, I need to be authentic in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing that I get in trouble with myself is thinking that other people think the way I think. And my authenticity may not be your authenticity.
True.
And so that's the difference, because I'm actually seriously thinking, you know, but didn't you just post yesterday a memory of so-and-so and such a person? Then next thing I know, it's 5 days down the road and I done seen four people.
Wow.
So, at a point, you know, I'm like, okay, all right, fine. But that's a tricky one. That's a real trick. It's tricky for me.
Yeah, it is tricky, you know, and you know, but then again, it's how that person is probably dealing with it, or,
correct,
you know, whether it is they're trying to get attention or they're just trying to get through it. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of depends. But yeah. Okay. Well, no, this is some good stuff, though. Good conversation. And it's one that will kind of make us think and maybe redirect our actions and or reactions. You know, going forward. So this has been tremendous. This has been great. Now, I do want to ask you before we go, I do normally like to give out a positive mental health tip to those who are listening, those who come in, because that is really the purpose of this podcast. Do you have anything that you personally do that would help to foster positive mental health for yourself that maybe you can share with my listeners?
My positive mental health activity is to, number one, anytime I feel out of sorts is the way I'll describe that. I write down what it is that I'm feeling. I write it down on a post-it note. I post it on a wall or on a refrigerator. I come back to it later when I'm no longer feeling emotional, if it's an emotional thing. And I ask myself this question, why are you feeling this way? And where did this come from? And I wait for an answer from myself. Once I get that answer, then I can move on and I can process what it is I need to do to get rid of that thing, if it's something that's harmful or the popular word would be negative.
Right.
So I do that with most things that bother me internally. You know, why am I feeling this way? Because I need to get to the root of what it is that's disturbing me, because nobody else can do it for me. Mm. So that's the process that I take. And once I get to the place, once I get to an answer, then I have to figure out, okay, so now what do I need to do to get this to go away? Because I need this to go bye-bye.
Wow.
That's it, it's negative.
Love it. I love it. That's good stuff. Write it down, you know, evaluate yourself. And then, like you said, try to find the solution of how you're feeling. This is good stuff. Love it. Thank you for sharing that. That's a great positive mental health tip. And I hope those of you that are listening can take that in and maybe apply it to your life. So thank you again, Demetra, for coming in and helping me facilitate this discussion. It was great. And I just appreciate you taking time out.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, guys, thank you again for joining us on today, for listening. And I do appreciate you for coming into this podcast. Now, if you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast or any other podcast episodes that you have listened to, please make sure you email me at mindmendinginthenet@gmail.com. Again, that's mindmendinginthenet@gmail.com. And also, I still encourage you to please make sure that you subscribe to this podcast and follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram at mindmendinginthenet. And you can also find Mind Mending in the Net on Spotify, Google, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast shows. Mind Mending in the Net podcast, where everything starts in the mind. Thank you so much, guys, and we will see you in the next episode.